Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's your brother like none other, the one like Z to the I to the N, and you're tuned in to Revolutionary Radio with my comrade, Viva Fidel. Holla Black.
Deep thoughts real quick, Joppy. It's like this. We remix politics and stand on principle. Think quick in this matrix, it's all so simple. Quicksand street game in a concrete jungle. We spit that heat, man, collect that bundle. Midwest monsters, minister of info. We rap about getting rich, cause all our life we been po. Tasting seeds, won't fold or fumble. We do this for the niggas in the struggle, facing football numbers. Prisoners of war, bringing guerrilla development. Prisoners of war, bringing guerrilla development. Prisoners of war, bringing guerrilla development. Project Mayhem on some pile of dirty shit, fighting like pits against the pigs. From ghettos to glory, we rewriting our own story. Sometimes it's confusion when we speak of revolution or breaking mental chains. Another word for change. We ain't come here for games. You know my name. They call me Bebop Fidel. Love me or love hell.
Hey, what's going on, world? Yes, Viva Fidel Revolutionary Radio, checking in like that. And as we always do around this time, we tell you, check out the archive episodes. There's always a lot going on, a lot of jewels that are always dropped. I'm talking about, like, nonstop, straight up. last episode was a dope two-part interview with myself and Timberly K from Music Mill Magazine, actually Music MillMagazine.com, and we'll be putting up the second part of the interview very soon, very shortly, so make sure you stay posted for that. We appreciate everyone that checked out part one, and make sure you also check out their website. It's pretty dope and highlights a lot of different artists and cultural activities across the map, nationwide, worldwide. And also, at this time, big shout out to TimeToShineAtlanta.com. And my homegirl, Moo Legend. They always show a lot of love and appreciation for Viva Fidel Radio, and enough respect to all the artists that get down to showcase. And we'll have the winners from the showcases month to month, bi-monthly, right here on the show live. We've had a few different ones on here in the past, so make sure you check that. You can get connected with them, and it's dope because I get introduced to them sometimes strictly, you know, through the showcase, through the Time to Shine Atlanta showcase. And then next thing you know, I'm hearing their music on the radio. I'm seeing their videos on TV and things of that nature. So, you know, big shout out to all the artists that's out there on the independent grind. And what we do is connect you with those people, connect you with comrades from all across the globe that's on the front line making power moves. And today is no exception. You know what I mean? We bring you solutions, and today is no exception. On the line today, we have two brothers that's mighty powerful, doing some hard work that's very much needed and connecting the dots. So on the line, I want you to meet Renard Gordon, one of my comrades who's based in Houston, Texas, who, you know, took it upon itself to start a nonprofit basketball league. It's called Starting Five Basketball Organization, and they help a lot of young folks excel in not only athletics but education and pushing them to excel on a college level and professional sport level. So it's a real big deal, and we're glad to have him here. How you doing, brother?
What's going on, man? How's it going?
Hey, it's going good, bro. It's going real good. We got you here, and I'm just glad you stopped and chopped it up with us right quick. I know you're a busy man, but we got to share some solutions with the people, man. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm just trying to make things happen out here, man. Do things a little different, man. That's right.
So tell people what kind of motivated you to start your nonprofit organization, and why basketball?
Well, I played basketball all my life, man, and I did the good things, and I had the pitfalls with it too, you know. I was an All-American in Los Angeles and got recruited by every college, and then from there I got caught up with all the females, and that was my downfall. So I had to go the hard route, which was junior college, and then work my way back into it. But when my son started playing, I put him in one league, and then I kind of seen them. They kind of just used the kids to get the, you know, the endorsements, the Nike endorsements, the shoe endorsements and everything. And they weren't really teaching these guys how to deal with life and adversity and how it intertwines with basketball and also getting them to the next level and how what they need to do to, you know, play at that next level and teach them the right fundamentals and mechanics. So I just decided at that point I need to start my own organization. And I ended up doing that. Now we 16 strong, you know, all of my kids from the ages 11 all the way up to 17, you know, they all play, do good. They all have 3.0 grade point averages. They, you know, they all try to do community service with their schools. And, you know, I'm real proud of them.
That's what it is. That's a big step right there. And you know, we salute you just taking that initiative, because a lot of people, you know, they talk about the young folks and they can point fingers at the work, well, young folks, but to do the work you're doing, like frontline engaging with them, I know it's easier said than done. And you know, that's a big thing, just even on a personal level, because I know it goes way bigger than just basketball and way bigger than just, you know, the sports aspect of it. So I want you to tell us a little bit, like, how have you noticed some of the lives of some of these young people change? Or you can give us some examples of, like, you know, how they come to you and how they transform due to just having the structure and the support within your program.
Well, you got, you know, a lot of these guys come from single-parent homes, and that's the thing. And when you look at other teams, you know, to be able to play on this type of basketball circuit, it costs a parent, you know, anywhere from $1,000 to $2,000 just for them to, you know, be able to compete for 2 or 3 months, you know, 4 months. But me starting my nonprofit organization, I ended up getting, you know, some pro athletes to jump in, and I convinced a couple of companies, and they donate money, and that's what I do. We don't use any of the money to go put it in our pocket. All of my coaches are, you know, volunteers, and everything goes to those kids, you know. And at the end of the year, if we have anything left over, we'll write a check back to the parents. You know, I mean, we do whatever we can do to help out, especially those kids in need who come from families that they're not able to pay those costs. So, and the way we change their lives is, you know, we give them an outlet, man. I'd rather have them in the gym with me all day, you know, than running the streets and getting into trouble. I mean, it's a big downfall, especially out in the South. You know, out here they get caught up in these, you know, with these little cliques or whatever, and it's not necessarily a gang, but it's just the hanging out aspect of it, and they kind of lose themselves in what, you know, any kind of structure that they should be doing. So that's basically it, man. We try to and I incorporate the hip hop aspect of it, because that's, you know, When you up on what's going on and you're really trying to teach, you know, these kids about what they're listening to and what's real and what's fake, you know, they kind of and then they intertwine that with basketball. We kind of, you know, they get it, you know, because we I'm touching them on their level now. It's not about talking from an old man's perspective. I'm right there with you. And if you look at a lot of basketball players, out here, the basketball players and the football players, those are the trendsetters. Those are the ones that's looked up to. Those are the ones everybody want to be like, you know. So, I mean, you know, I just try to, you know, give them some guidance and hope that they use that, you know, their little star powers that they do have in a positive way.
That's what it is. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Viva Fidel Revolutionary Radio. On the line, we have Renard Gordon, who is the founder of Starting5Pros.com. Starting5Pros.com is a basketball organization based in Houston, Texas. And, I mean, their motto is play hard, play smart, play together. And what you're saying about your story and how you came up in your path playing basketball, and like you said, you know, things that kind of strayed you off of that path, and, you know, just for you to be able to give back and reach back, and now you said, you know, when y'all got extra money, you give it back to the families. I mean, that's a huge contribution,
right?
And it's and in a lot of ways, you know, people probably don't even, you know those kind of things about you or your organization. That's why we have this platform here, man, to be able to definitely let you tell that story and let people know most importantly, how can they support you, man? How can people that may be in your area get involved, or people that just may be in the listening audience, if they want to support this nonprofit organization that does, you know, basically mentoring, life skills, life lessons, not just basketball, and connected with the community, how can they reach out and how can they help?
Man, I mean, just you know, like, go on our website, man, like you just gave out, start5pros.com, man. And it has all the information on there. It's very informative, and it shows everything that we do, from giving special needs camps for you know, to just giving free camps for kids, and just trying to get involved in the community, man. I do so much with basketball, and what I'm doing with just hip hop in general is just on a totally different scale from what all these other organizations are doing. I try not to make it a basketball thing, because it goes way deeper than that. But
tell us about that. Like break us down, you know, introduce us to that whole aspect of it and some of the artists that you're working with currently.
Well, okay, I mean I was a DJ for 20 some years, man. So and I come from that first line of hip hop back in the 80s. So I'm really into the lyrical part of it, and I'm really into the musical part of it too. So, being down here in the South, you just get a different type of vibe out here. And I don't knock it, you know, they're into the screw music, and they're into just a different type of music. But I ended up finding some guys that were talking, that were just regular guys. It wasn't this group of guys. They weren't on the car thing. They weren't on the women thing. They weren't on the jury thing. It was just the normal guys that we see that go to school. They all graduated. You know, they just were normal guys, but they had that flow and they could really do it. And they, when they studied the music, they went back to its original element, and they were trying to educate our people on where the music originally came from. So when you look at them, and I thought that was just outstanding, man. They put me up on stuff that I just didn't know about. So to see somebody in Houston like that was like, man, surprising. That was this group called HISD, which is like an 8-man group, Houston Independent Spit District, and the company is Peace of Mind, and they are really, really into, you know, just expanding the culture in another way, and they don't take away from the culture, they add to it, and I just love it, you know, how they do it, man. And it's beautiful, because we don't get a chance to see how where our music comes from, you know. And if you got a lot of DJs that just put out mixtapes, they don't put out just normal mixtapes, they put out mixtapes of where our music comes from. They study
right.
It. They might put out a mixtape. We'll have Stevie Wonder versus Marvin Gaye, or the whole Cameo came about, and then they might go back and dig deep into Houston, and do one of the high school marching bands that won a bunch of championships, you know, and they'll put a mixtape together like that. That just reaches back into our culture, man, and that's teaching these kids that it's more. It comes from something, man. We got to embrace that, you know.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I got this jam. I got this jam that was sent to me by HISD. Big shout out to Houston Spit District. I want to know a little bit about this jam. It's called Lando. Can you intro that right quick before we jam it?
Yeah. Lando just came about because we just wanted to get, you know, boys off of the swag thing, and it was just a different vibe to us, man. We listened to it. We kind of just had our own twist on it. We really just wanted guys to really just dig deep in the music, you know, and kind of grow up a little bit, you know, and stop and get the commercialism out of it, man, and start listening to the lyrics, and that's how it came about, you know. And it's a play on being fly too, but it's just a different twist to it, you know.
That's what it is. And shout out their contact right quick too, if people want to support HISD.
Yeah, HISD, man, go to peaceofmind.com, you know, Peace of Mind, PEACEUVMINE.com, man. It's a lot of stuff on that website, and, 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 that you'll love, man. I mean, if you're really into hip-hop and the culture and hearing something new, they got a lot of stuff, a lot of great artists over
That's
there.
What it is. And we're gonna link them and have them come back on the show as well. We appreciate you us with them and giving us their music and all that, too. And once again, if you want to support, starting5pros.com is the site. Starting5pros.com is the site. Make sure you find out more information, how you can link with the basketball organization that's also making moves within an independent hip-hop scene to help connect the dots and bring the youth to a higher level, man. We appreciate you taking time to chop it up with us, bro.
Yeah, man. I appreciate it, man. We go back a long way, man. I love the way you do stuff for the community, man. Keep up the good work.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. We finna rock this jam right now, and I got the brother Professor Pitt, man. He's about to come on and tell us about this crazy hip-hop kung fu movie that's about to be hitting the streets and hitting the theaters in your area. So you might want to hang on the line, or you might just want to tune in online and listen, but this is Viva Fidel, Revolutionary Radio, and you're about to listen to something you ain't never heard before, H-I-S-T. This is called Lando.
Get your face up, cause swag is so old. Smoke out the house, I'm short.
find out more about HISD, go online and go to peaceofmind.com. They're in Houston, doing a lot of hardcore work on the ground. I'm telling you, you're going to hear a lot more from them very soon. And right here on this show, right here, Viva Fidel Revolutionary Radio, we appreciate y'all holding us down. The call-in number, just in case, all the people that's tuning in, 347-324-3220. If you got any questions or comments. And without any further delay, I want to introduce and welcome my big brother, Professor Pitt, to the show. Professor Pitt, peace. How you doing, brother?
What's going on, Viva Fidel? Chilling, man. Chilling. Glad to be on here, man. Yes, sir.
Yes, West Coast checking in.
Yeah. L.A. over here, but you know I'm Milwaukee, I'm Midwest. But I'm stationed out here in L.A., you know, got to go to the heart.
Getting it in, heart getting the work done, man. Introduce yourself to the people, man, for those who might not be familiar, bro.
All right. What's going on, y'all? I am Professor Pitt. The meaning is intelligence and vocabulary of a professor, yet vicious as a pit bull terrier. I am the creator of hip-hop kung fu movie, The Movie Volume 1, which isn't historically the first hip-hop kung fu movie because that was one of my first movies, but this is like historically the first one coming off on this level. It's never been done on this level, period. The mixture of hip-hop and kung fu, actuality to give a brief, you know, synopsis to make sure you get where I'm going with it to understand what a hip-hop kung fu movie is the whole point is to marry the culture of hip-hop with the Eastern strengthening philosophies of martial arts, which is basically filling the void created by the contrast between the outward aggression of hip-hop and the world of, you know, the warrior serenity of martial arts, because it's from what I feel is the heart of warriors is what everybody in the hood is going for with the I'm hard and doing all this, but there's missing pages to the warrior handbook that haven't been handed out. And that's where we get to the point where we're at. Martial art warriors understand how to bring stuff down, how to there are many planes to the fight that you're on. You know what I'm saying? And just bring in a way to live life where you are a warrior that wins. Because the outward aggression that hip-hop is pumping is like a losing warrior, period. You know, so this is the goal that I'm trying to bring with this. Beyond all the just plain out hype, dope entertainment. That is, you know, where it starts.
That's where it starts. That's a great intro, man. And anybody online right now that want to find out more information or follow along as we break it down a little deeper, they can go to ProfessorPitt.com. That's ProfessorPitt.com. And, you know, check out the information on the film and also the Kung Fu information. That's a great intro because that's really what I wanted to know too, man. Now, you've been involved with hip-hop for a long time. You've been involved with martial arts for a long time, and now you're bringing the two together in a sort of philosophy and a lifestyle for the public. Now, how have you, tell me, like, what kind of response you got from this on the both sides, like on the hip-hop side and on the martial arts side, because they're both very unique disciplines, if you will, you know what I mean? And I understand what you're saying as far as the contrast and how they are opposite almost, but what kind of response have you been getting from people, I guess, from the martial arts, the kung fu world, and from the hip-hop world?
Actually, nothing but love, point blank. This movie or this genre of film, this is the beginning of a genre of film, meaning that's what I'll be known for, making hip-hop kung fu movies and hip-hop soundtracks and stuff like that, but mainly hip-hop kung fu movies, is it's almost it's water for both sides. It's water for both sides because for the martial arts side, they're so happy to see actual real martial arts because I do live the life of a seeking martial artist that's gone to the levels of getting very deep in different arts. And so that in itself is attractive, like from the martial art world. They're like, okay,
let my listeners know what are some of those levels. You know what I'm saying? Just spit your ranks right quick. Let them know what you can do.
Well, I will say it like this, because you got to stay humble, and the real a warrior must ridiculously stay humble, otherwise you're just inviting.
Hey, we also on the hip hop radio platform, so we're gonna bring that aggressive too. Let them know what you can do.
Oh, real talk. Okay.
I ain't saying go into detail in that, you know.
Yeah,
you know, just let them know some of the art that you trained in and some of the things that you've accomplished on that level.
Okay. Tai Chi, Bakwan, Ching Yi, which are the pillars of internal martial arts, and that's another thing with the flick. It highlights things like this that you don't normally see. When people Tai Chi, they think of old people in the park moving slow. When I think of Tai Chi, I think of old or young people in the park that could throw me, that are half my size, with one little poof, throw me like 3, 4, 5 feet, or just all of these ways. It just looks crazy when it's happening, and you feel immense power. So anyway, I got from going on about this because I love martial arts. But Salat Serak, which is an Indonesian art, Vizayan Eskrima, which is directly from Sonny Umped, rest his soul, and actually this movie is a tribute to in memory of him and the guru. But go on YouTube and look up Sonny Umped. He's a world genius, ridiculous cat, blade art kind of thing, but multiple weapons. And this internal exercises, Neigong, Qigong. As far as me, I made my own style, which is Ocean, because none of these styles have I mastered, because it takes beyond a lifetime to master them. But a beautiful thing is in training so hard in San Francisco, it took really 8 years to put this flick together, because it took so many years to even get the door opened for me to go to these places where it's like basements. It's not a school where you come and pay. It's you can't, you know, someone's got to invite you. And when you get there, it's that kind of thing. Since I was able to train with these specific kind of people and different teachers that were known around the Bay Area, like just to the martial art community, some teachers say, don't be a mosquito. Don't take from this art, take from that art, take from this art, and end up with nothing. But when you're learning from some people that are like renowned greats, you have to take what they give you, because these are people
that's
that
right.
are basing it off fighting. That's what I'm saying. People in the basement are basing it off fighting. They're not basing it off, I've taken 5 tests and now I have 5 belts. This is off, I don't know if you got a belt, can you beat me? I mean, but at the same time, when you're in that realm, you got to be good enough and humble enough to be able to fight with somebody and control yourself, where they can feel the power, or you know what I'm saying? So I created Ocean, and you can read about that on ProfessorPitt.com. I did not, and one of teacher told me, if you ever start in a style, you better go fight. You better go do something, because if a new student comes to you and is like, I just got my ass whooped yesterday, I just got beat up yesterday, does your stuff work? You got to be able to say yes. You shouldn't be, you know, enough it works when you stand here and then go ahead and throw a punch, and that's bull, because the streets don't work like that. Real life doesn't work like that. So I went to the Gintz Club. If you look online, look up the Gintz, G-I-N-T-S Club. It's a fight club in San Jose. And let me be quiet. I did very well.
Right.
I did very well. So Ocean is
so you're saying just on a martial arts level, they respect your credentials or your training, so to speak, just based on, you know, the ranks and the people that you've been training under.
You know what? That comes later. The mm-hmm. reality of the respect comes from the humbleness, the outward, the how I engage with them. How it leads to playing, which is a fight, and how the fight goes down, because then you're respected from your skill. And then they ask, so who'd you learn from? You know what I'm saying? And you create friendships that way. That's how a warrior can walk through life. That's what I want to bring into hip hop, where you can walk through and have such a personable personality, but people know, oh, this cat is ridiculous. I would not want to mess with him, and I'm very glad he's a nice guy.
Right.
That, you know
right.
what I'm saying? And then when you fight with somebody and play with somebody, you see they got it too. And then you respect them, and then there's a mutual respect, and that's how good, martial art brother kind of relationships are built. So there's a warm response from the martial art world. Now, from the hip-hop world, it's like, finally, somebody did it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been hearing that for years, because you, brother, is part and parcel to, me even getting to where I'm at and helping me way back in the days as film man and all that kind of stuff way, way back.
Stunt man.
And even being in the flick, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And starring in this one, But, it's just a breath of fresh air. People, it's funny, I've been doing hip-hop, kung fu movie and materials, not this one in specific, but for literally going on 10 years, and the response has been the same, and that's why I've ended up in L.A., and I call it the heart, to tap the heart and hit everybody else. But it's nothing but love. Great response. You got to love it when you see good martial arts with hip-hop, and when you see stuff
good
like
hip-hop.
B-Boys,
yes,
you know what I'm saying? B-Boys, someone told me you finally did it. People have been thinking about it and talking about it forever, about how B-Boys is like a martial art, because when you see B-Boys do their stuff, it's so strong and precise. And you like, ooh,
right.
If they were to actually kick somebody with that
right.
would be ridiculous. So fusing hip-hop and kung fu, there would have to be a B-boy style. And that's displayed in the flick.
Mm.
So, I believe this is about to be a serious, iconic transition into this next millennium, because I'm not looking at this as a movie. I'm looking at this as a way of life, hip hop, kung fu as a culture. Period.
And yeah, that's real, bro. And what you said before is strong too. It's an introduction of a whole new genre. And like
yeah.
you said, it's already there. It's already in place. It's just like when Wu-Tang came on the scene, people were like,
mm-hmm.
It was like they already identified with it. They already was, already in tune with the whole
mm-hmm.
vibe of that movement. So that's why it works so well. And this is the same thing. And I'm telling you, it's powerful to be a part of, but it's also powerful because I know how deep that goes with people between, growing up on kung fu films and growing up on hip hop, and how that's a part of what made us who we were and made us who we are.
Exactly.
And you also got
exactly.
some, yeah, for real. You got some big names involved in this film too. Tell
mm-hmm.
us a little bit more about the film and what people can expect from the actual film once they finally get to see it.
Okay. Let me take one step back though, because something you just said brought something to my mind real quick
okay.
about how we grew up off of it. How this being a new genre of film or a new genre period, a new time, and how, like, when Wu-Tang came out, and it's what everybody can identify that, we love the old kung fu movies and we love hip-hop and all that kind of stuff. But one thing that this movement will provide that has never been provided is to fill that hunger, because when I went to see kung fu movies when I was a kid, in Milwaukee, there wasn't kung fu schools. There was karate stuff. There was this and there's nothing. Those are all strong styles, but just to mimic what I saw on the films, to come home and try to be and do, I couldn't find it. The philosophies I could only get from the movies, because I didn't know where to dig. So
right.
this is like putting both cultures together with a handbook. Oh yeah, you want that? Here it is. You want that? This follow this path, and the people that you went inspired you are giving you the road. Because
that is the deep part about it, like you said, the whole philosophy behind martial arts, the inspiration of like you said, the manual, is a way of life. It's always a moral to the story within, any kung fu saga. It always taught
right.
you something
right.
and dropped some jewels somewhere in there. Yes, sir.
And the training physical things to go with it, because that's the whole point. You don't have never. You never really get it unless you go through the pain of you, of training.
Word.
So, like, just to get the philosophy is one thing, but using it in everyday life doesn't always happen because you didn't. It didn't get hardwired into your system through practice.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So as far as what to you know, as far as what to expect from the Kung Fu flick, it's made. It's a tribute to the old Kung Fu movie. So it's. I made it like the old school kung fu flicks in the sense where the words are off stylistically. The words are off. The sound effects are straight from the old Shaolin movies because as far as I'm concerned, I love those old sound effects of all that stuff.
Right.
And I can't get that from the new kung fu movies that come out. They don't make the sound effects like they did in the old days. So to give you that effect, you get those old sound effects, but it's a modern-day hip-hop story. The story, you know, the story is about two brothers and their conflict. Well, let me back up before the story. The story, and it's not the story. Oh, excuse me. The when you get the martial arts, not the martial arts, but when you get the sound effects and all of that put together, it's put in a set in a world where no one pulls guns. It's modern, but no one pulls guns. It's like, you know what I'm saying? This is where the tribute comes in. It's the hip-hop about it, the story, it kind of starts out, or I could give you, I didn't want to go too deep into the story and start giving it away. But
right.
It's about,
we
you know
ain't gonna
what
do
I'm
that.
Saying?
We ain't gonna
I do that. So I just got my, here it is. It's a serial killer who targets graffiti writers across the country. It's just been killed by the lead actor, who is me, Professor Pitt, who's avenging his friends. Now, Professor Pitt at this time is a platinum rapper, so whenever you do that kind of dirt, you need to get out of town, move around, and being that he's platinum, only people he can go to is his family, and that's where the story cuts in, gets in the hip-hop aspect, because his brothers... him and his brothers had a record label, a grassroots record label pushing hip hop, and he skipped out on his brothers to sign a $1 million contract with a corporate empire, and they made him put out a song called "Shoot Up the Club," which is, you know, to me, I look at it as a joke, because I don't think, however negative a rapper is, he ain't gonna write a song called "Shoot Up the Club" because that's where he's gonna get his money. You know, so if that's the joke of it, but you get the two brothers, one standing for grassroots and one standing for, hey, you know, I'm just out to get my money, which is a common argument that goes on, or a common dialogue that goes on, hip hop goes down. You know, and then the martial arts aspect, it would be like in a regular movie where you get your chase scenes and the guns are pulled and this and that. Except you get a chase scene in Tai Chi or Tiger, Dragon, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Right. It's pretty deep, you know, as you say, you know, as you connecting it all, you know, even for myself, I'm just painting that picture and reminiscing in my mind and how, you know, that was a real serious part of just, you know, just like b-boying and breakdancing was a real serious part of how we developed. And it's the same thing with hip, with kung fu and martial arts films and everything like that. People are going to definitely enjoy just the nostalgic feel of it all, but then also they're going to enjoy the futuristic feel of it as well. Just creatively, it's like something that they've never seen before. And storyline is solid and the music is crazy. Tell them about the mixtape soundtrack, the promo that's floating around the internet right now that's available, and how that came about.
Okay. Right now, what we have as a promotional, this is purely promotional, so it's purely free. And if you go to ProfessorPitt.com, you just click in, and it'll take you to the mixtape page, and you can download it free. Now, this mixtape is not the soundtrack. There's some songs from the soundtrack on it, but it is not the soundtrack. This is a mixtape specially put together to play alongside the movie, like the Pink Floyd's The Wall to Wizard of Oz. I don't know if you're not familiar with Pink Floyd, they had a huge album back in the day that somebody figured out if they were watching Wizard of Oz and pressed it right when the movie started, it seemed like their album went directly with the movie to the sound effects, to just different things. So I was talking with Tajay from the Hieroglyphics, who's in the movie, and I was talking about putting together a mixtape. And actually, a cat named Justin Case, who is Method Man and Redman's road manager, he's who gave me the idea in general. He was like, you need to put a mixtape out straight up right now so we can push this. And then when I talked to Tajay, he was like, you ought to make it like this. Make it so it could go along, you know, so when people get it, they don't always just have to watch the movie. It could be at a party, and you could throw the movie on and throw on a mixtape. And the movie's just background, but you got action and you got, you know, jams going on. So there it is in a nutshell. It is the first ever hip-hop soundtrack mixtape. And at the same time, historically, the first, like, hip-hop soundtrack that you can play along with the movie.
Crucial. So it's crucial. And that's available on datpiff.com?
On datpiff.com. And it is available at professorpitt.com.
Yeah, we definitely want to shoot that out. Professor Pitt, two T's, P-I-T-T.com. Make sure you check that out. And then also, now what's crazy also is that you have promotional videos that show clips from the movie and also from the soundtrack, mixtape soundtrack. You got clips, video clips for the songs and with features from the movie in it. And where can they can also see that on ProfessorPitt.com as well.
You can see that on the ProfessorPitt.com, the same page that you download the mixtape from. But if you want to be on the cutting edge and just because I've been dropping these, they're like eight of them right now, eight or nine, and just every couple days or whatever I drop a new one. And if you want to be on the cutting edge and just see them drop, then you go to Mr. 9 Billion on YouTube. Just search Mr. 9 Billion.
Word, Mr. The number 9 billion on YouTube. Yeah, that's what it is. But that's a crazy concept as well. You can catch some of my material up there to take you there.
Oh.
And the classic fake-ass game is available. You know what I mean? And I've been getting some great feedback on that Take You There video. People are, you know, they looking forward to finding out what's behind that and looking forward to catching that film. So let them know, man. Let them know when and how and where and how they can get a hold of the film, when they can look for it, all that good stuff.
Well, we're looking right now, that's one of the reasons I'm here in L.A., and that is, and we're starting a campaign. Now, I would look for getting in contact with me through the website in August. Right now, I'm going on some, you know, Dirty Lens underground business plans over here in L.A. So just follow the promotions and see it unfold. If you're in the L.A. area, you know what I'm saying? Just follow it. You'll see new videos to see what's going on. We stay updated on the website. Right now we have a screening coming up July 30th at the Downtown Independent on Main Street in L.A. It's a beautiful big theater, 236 seats. Viva Fidel is going to be in the house. Timbo King is also performing at this event, and he is the premier cat being pushed by Wu-Tang. I guess he's under Wu-Tang Royal Family. His song is off the hook. It's called War Dance, and you can peep that promo video on the website and 9 Billion.
What's the name of the theater in L.A.?
The Downtown Independent. The Downtown Independent. And if you go to www.downtownindependent, you'll find it, and you'll see it is a beautiful, huge, I'm talking about reclining seats. It's nice. Surround sound. So, you know, I would just say follow that, you know, put a lot of posts, because that all helps in the underground business stuff that we're doing right now. Because this is some huge, this is pretty huge right here.
Yeah, it's a big deal, man. We definitely want to, you know what I'm saying, like, we're gonna definitely do what we can on our end to plug it and get the word out, let people know, especially about the premiere coming up in July. And then, you know, as the pre-orders situation start getting set up and as the orders situation set up, just, you know, make sure you keep us informed and we'll let the people know for sure.
There you go.
For sure.
There you go.
So you just heard it right here first. Viva Fidel will be at the July 30th premiere at the Downtown Independent in L.A. for the hip-hop kung fu movie, The Movie. Better believe that.
You know what I'm saying. We'll take you there.
Let me take you there. Y'all want to meet me there? Let's link up. Let's make it happen.
Real
sure. Hey, intro to song, man, from the soundtrack, from the mixtape soundtrack. It's called Ancestors Call.
Yes, this is
Ancestors Call.
It's almost self-explanatory. I just want to kick the verse just so everybody see where it's going. This is how
so they can hear it. Work.
Yeah, when your ancestors call, do you listen, or is your spiritual connection disconnected, missing? The point of purpose of why you was born on this planet. It's got to be changed, damn it, it's got to be changed. So when your ancestors call, do you listen, or do they get a busy signal while you're just dismissing the point of purpose of why you was born on this planet? It's got to be changed, y'all. It's got to be changed. So when my ancestors call, listen. Do you think?
Wow. Heaviness right there. You heard it here first. Viva Fidel Revolutionary Radio. Professor Pitt. Hip Hop Kung Fu.
Under the underground mix.
HHD. Part 3. The new album. This one's personal. When your ancestors call, do you listen, or is your spiritual connection disconnected, missing? The point of purpose of why you were born on this planet. It's gotta be changed, damn it, it's gotta be changed. So when your ancestors call, do you listen, or do they get a busy signal while you're just dismissing the point of purpose of why you were born on this planet? It's gotta be changed, damn it, it's gotta be changed. So when my ancestors call, I gotta listen. They send me on a journey, some are labeled with a mission, but I was say it's just the vortex of energy steady connected. A soul to the soul that I was 360,000 years ago. Chilling ever so hard in my plush tempo. Or should I say the center of my pyramid that I just built with my telekinesis? Or rather the mastery of the movement of my chi, but see, that was then, not connected to now. My telekinesis is my voice over this beat. How easily the mastery of hip-hop can shake your mental like the wind. Shake the mountain, I strike the pressure point of your temple with a steady tempo of rhythmic energy from the ancients. Always struggling and working hard like a Haitian. Or maybe it's the blood in me that is Jamaican, faking up part of my curriculum. Bucked on mentalities, those are the ones that get so easily pimped by the system of oppression. And if you know me, Professor Pitt, I ain't having none of that. Send your negative energy at me and I will deflect that like a baseball to a bat. Hit a crack, beat a home run on my mental martial arts. Sent that energy straight out of the park. But hawk, can you hear him? I can hear him. And I listen. I know you hear him, but do you listen? This is specifically why I ask the question. The question. When your ancestors call, do you listen? Or is your spiritual connection disconnected, missing? The point of purpose of why you was born on this planet. It's gotta be changed, damn it, it's gotta be changed. So when your ancestors call, do you listen, or do they get a busy signal while you're just dismissing the point of purpose of why you was born on this planet? It's gotta be changed, damn it, it's gotta be changed. So when my ancestors called and I listened, there was a point in my life I noticed people dissing how I'm living, using my life situation in comparison with the normality of surviving without striving for anything else other than rent. But I'll be damned if I meet my creator and have only to say all the time on this earth was spent making the next man rich, feeling like a bitch, stuck in a state of frustration, getting high all the time till my perception rearranged to the point my spiritual behavior could be defined as deranged and offering no contribution to that thing called change. Yo, that's so damn lame to me.
And I know it's not acceptable to my creator, not to mention my ancestry. But now I'm bugging brains in a twirl, cause I have to face the fact that I'm on a mission. It's me against the world. To help the world got me going crazy. So many putting me down, but hardly ever to my face. But with haste, God would reveal the true colors, and my pride resides in a place that's always steadily booming. But I'm only human, and haters ain't even the half, not even one-eighth of a struggle. And the struggle gets thicker than thicker than thicker than thicker than thick. Yo, not even enough time on this track to elaborate on it. So to break it all down, just to let you know, one day Professor P.I. Double got down, y'all. And on that very day, my ancestors called, and I listened. They told me not to listen to souls that are merely 1,000 years old, give or take a lifetime. We know they number's plenty, always talking bold like they really know. But in reality, the big picture, the actual babies without a clue, making noise with they rattle. We'll talk all day with passion, pounding they fists, but it really all adds up to dribble babble. Only repeating what they've been taught to follow. But you can reshape the iron skill with the skill of a welder. Cause within time, Professor Pitt, they gon' understand that your soul is that of an elder. One has been on this earth too many times to waste time. But you know the time, you just to just ring the alarm so that they all will wake up. Y-O-A, I just ring the alarm so the metaphysical bones get picked up. Y-O-A, I better ring the alarm so that they all will wake up. Y-O-A, I said I ring the alarm so the metaphysical bones get picked up. Y-O-A. Ha 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 ha. Who got this one?
Professor Pitt, Ancestors Fall. You heard it first right here, Viva Fidel Revolutionary Radio. I want to thank you again, brother, for chopping it up with us and enlightening us on the whole movement, enlightening us on the whole mission behind the visuals, behind the creativity, behind the soundtrack. We always say it's bigger than hip-hop, and we always know it's real. You know what I mean? It's real life. We appreciate you for doing what you're doing, and we salute you, brother.
Real talk. Thank you. I appreciate it. And salute you, brother, for doing it, because without the venue to get it out to the people, it ain't jumping off. No changes
that's right.
are coming. So
that's right. Make sure you check out ProfessorPitt.com, P-I-T-T.com, and stay tuned so you can get your copy and so you can come out to this premiere with us and so you can check out the soundtrack mixtape that's available for free download right now. You got any last words you want to say to the people before we check out?
Hip-hop Kung Fu for life.
That's what it is, man. Peace.
For life. Peace, bro. Thank you.
Yes, sir.